This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to another episode of Mission Indie Possible, your source for all things independent foreign wrestling that we, our hosts, don't know anything about. So why would you want to listen to a podcast where the hosts don't know anything? Well, I mean, for the most part, that's what podcasts are, correct? But in this version, the live watch party, we go in completely blind, watch a show that we had not heard of before, not seen before, and comment over it. Sometimes they're hysterical, like a campground episode. Sometimes they're more serious, like a Monday Nitro. Oh, wait, I contradicted myself there because Pasta Mania, of course. So today I am with my two regular co-hosts of the show. First, I'm going to bring in my contractually abled partner from the great state of, I'm going to say, confusion, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm not doing good, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a Tyranitar ran for me today.
Oh.
Yep. One of the most elusive of all the Pokemons in Gen 2. Pulled up, saw him, threw an Ultra Ball, and he ran and laughed in my face. Story of my life, you know?
Did you use a raspberry?
I did, yeah. And he still ran. Super... Swallowed it whole, swatted the ball away, and left me in the African hair braiding parking lot. So at least I look good now.
And our other co-host, we'll check his Pokemon adventures as well. Glenn Butler, have you caught any Pokemon today? Or have you had any Pokemon run for you?
You know, I feel really left out of this Pokemon business. I think now's the time to start breaking into it.
Oh, yeah. No time like the present, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm about 20 years late on it, but I am about a year into the Pokemon Go situation, and I am a grown man, and I think I take more pleasure in it than my children.
I guarantee that I do. Yeah. Good stuff.
Although my son did bring home his first Pokemon cards this week, so... There you go.
Oh, well, now he's a man.
He is a man, yes. You cannot become a man until you start playing
a Pokemon.
Yes.
I'll have one more Pokemon story, ghost story real quick, just to show you how sad we are here. I saw that there was a gym open. I drove to it. There was a grown man putting his Pokemon into the gym. I pulled up behind him as he was leaving to add to it. And I think we had a moment. It was like, I don't know, maybe like leaving a brothel and giving the heads up moment. But that's what I imagined that would be, because I felt kind of dirty after it was all done.
You know, that is one of the best parts of the game, is I often can say to my wife now, honey, I'm going out to the gym, and I can actually just go, you know, play Pokemon. You know, and I'm technically telling the truth.
there's a Pokemon gym at my gym, so even better.
Really? Excellent. So, cool. Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Now that we lost our half of our audience, we're going to delve into today a very current affair. Our last episode that we had was, our last three have been DDT, pro wrestling, doing campgrounds, doing apartments, and those were early 2000 teens. And we're going to go, as we're taping this less than a month ago, to April 7th, 2017, CMLL, the longest reigning lucha promotion, I believe actually the longest running franchise of wrestling, period. 83 years in the business, and we're going to be doing one specific match at my request. It is called the Reyes de Are, or the King of the Air, really because I like giant jumping people doing flips and crazy things that I can never do, and also because of the sheer just largeness of the match with 16 people participating. We think it's going to be a Cibernetico where people tag in and tag out until there is one left, a la Shikara. So again, we don't know anything that's going to happen in this match going into it. We don't know the rules. We do know the names of the participants, and that is it. So where are we getting this from? We will post this video within the Place to Be Nation website in the thread. It is posted by the Cubs fan, who is not only a Cubs fan, which so he's near and dear to my heart, but he is also pretty much one of the, if not the source for Lucha on the internet. He's been around for a very long time. So this is timestamped by the Cubs fan at 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 34 seconds. And I am going to get my remote control ready here. Are you guys ready to go?
I have my thumb on the button.
Let's go.
All right.
A lot less scary when I say it than, you know, our commander-in-chief, correct?
Right.
Hey, I wasn't the first one to go there.
Yeah, well, his thumb's on the TV remote, as is ours.
Trust me, if we're watching CMLL, I don't think he's listening to this episode.
All right, I'll count you guys in 3, 2, 1.
Boing!
Boing, 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 boing.
And we are ready to boing, folks.
Whoa!
One thing I noticed
right away from the match listings is... An earlier undercard match had Sam Adonis, who I can only assume is the son of Adrian.
I actually believe that is Chris Masters.
Oh, okay. I never knew he was Adrian Adonis's kid.
So the first guy that came down the aisle is Titan, and now we have Angel Del Oro.
Okay. Angel Wings uniquely placed on his tights. I'm going to apologize to Chad Campbell right now for any butchering I do of any of these names.
Yes, always on the live watch, we have to start with a sincere apology to Chad.
Our apologies to Chad Campbell. Who's this, Steve?
This is Dragon Lee, who has been seen in Ring of Honor quite frequently as of late and is an incredibly exciting high flyer. And a high flower, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, and one of whose matches I know from the defunct Place to Be series, the match of the week. Remember that?
There you go. Is this El Hijo del Oily?
Yeah, this man is oiled up. I do not know who that is.
He is looking slick. Whoa.
Now, who's the guy who wants us to kiss him?
Looks like famous comedian.
That is Maximo Sexy.
Oh, that is Maximo Sexy. I was waiting for him when I saw the listing.
I won't actually go Minimo Sexy there, but, you know... Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Here we got Volador Jr.
Okay, that's one I'm familiar with. We discussed this before we went on the air. There's only three names that I really, really was familiar with. He's one of them.
Now, here's another name that we're familiar with. Wearing the gold.
Mm-hmm. Machamanian. Maybe not familiar with the name, but the look, for sure.
Yes, this is Caristico wearing the gold, the former Sin Cara in WWE, the former original Mystico.
Yeah, doing his whole portmanteau name here, because naming in Lucha Libre is a little strange sometimes, I think.
Indeed. When he went to AAA and then jumped to CMLL, I think he was Mysticies in AAA, and then he jumped to CMLL and became Caristico. And here is... Mystico or Mystico Dos, okay. Replaced Sin Cara. Believe that his entrance is sponsored by some sort of allergen.
His mask looked like it may have been bejeweled.
And shout out to our good friend Will from Texas, because one of his favorite parts of Lucha are the dancing girls as they the entrants come to the ring.
There's a CMLL version of Kane entering the ring now.
Hechicero.
Sure.
There's a whole trio of guys
coming
down.
They're flying through these introductions.
I wish Chris Jericho was here to do them for us.
Yeah, right?
I don't think anyone bent over and slapped that kid's hand. Come on, guys.
If it was Izzy. We've got a caveman making his way to the ring.
Yeah, this is Cavinario. Barbaro Cavinario. And he's one to watch in this match. I've seen a couple matches of his from 2016. And just a great character and quite the daredevil.
So, Glenn, I don't hide that Lucha is something I don't really know anything about or watch very, very often. How about you? How much experience do you have with Lucha watching?
Very, very little. I've seen some scattered matches in the last couple of years because of recommendations of people from Place to Be and some things that I've seen covered on podcasts. But sure. Otherwise, very, very little.
Yeah, same here.
Now, I love this guy's nickname. They called him La Papi de La Papi. So,
he's Eddie Guerrero's father?
Man, that kid is really begging for a handshake or something.
Seriously. Yeah,
he's unmasked!
A backpack of masks.
Uh-oh. Maximo Sexy is...
Maximo Sexy and La Mascara are having a face-to-face.
Kid is offering his mask to La Mascara? That's just mean. Dude lost his, didn't he?
And so I do think that it looks like this might be the Cibernetico rules, guys, where...
So we split it to 8-on-8, sort of, or is that how it works?
Yeah, it's 8-on-8, and then there's a specific batting order if they do it the Lucha rules that I know of. So you can tag out, but it goes in the order of the people on the ring.
I can't help but notice the ad for Cementos, which I'm not sure if it's cement or Mentos.
Or Mentos that are cement.
Yeah. Well, looking at that logo, it could go either way.
Yeah.
It looks like we're starting out with Angel de Oro and... Is this Mephisto? I cannot tell.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of guessing going on in this match,
yeah,
I think.
For sure.
I'm saying... it's probably Lucy Fairno. Yeah.
And, of course, to do a favor to the audience, instead of having 16 guys surrounding the whole ring, everyone who's not, like, up in the batting order is kind of, you know, hunched down on the floor.
Yeah, like when you get those Survivor Series matches and you're basically running into your teammates or opponents when you're going to run in the ropes.
Well, I like that visual every now and then, like the old tag team Survivor matches where they're literally surrounding the entire ring until it starts to thin out a little. But for a lengthy match, it can get, like I said, it's not doing the audience any favors, right?
I believe right. We did a live watch of one of those old Survivor Series matches, did we not?
We did, yes, indeed.
Did. Yeah.
I think it was the 89 Survivor Series that we did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a lot of feeling out. People generally in these matches pair up for the first time through.
Sure. This is the oil baron here against Kane. That's what I'm calling it.
Oh, he did like
that's interesting.
Yeah, kind of
like a lethal injection type move into a moonsault.
Let's talk about that ref's outfit.
He's oh, really goodness.
It's almost like a late Elvis.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is the Honky Tonk Man doing this?
You got Cavinario back?
No, I don't think that's him.
Cavinario is the caveman guy.
All right. So far, we're doing a lot of what you'd expect in Lucha. I mean, I have no other way to describe that, really.
Yeah, well, they're kind of feeling each other out with you know, a lot of the arm drags and the occasional Hurricanrana.
Now, Maximo Sexy and La Mascara are squaring off once again, and there is a huge crowd response to this.
Yeah, the Maximo Sexy just kind of dancing at him while the audience whoops and hollers. Stop. Hammer time. Whoa, wait.
We cut to the crowd and came back to quite a position.
Yes.
Mascara ripped off his pants, and I'm wondering if Maximo Sexy is maybe bicurious, questioning his sexuality, which is... Mm-hmm. Hence with the question mark on the kiss me.
Yeah, kiss me? Maybe?
Oh, Sin Cara with that huge.
I'm going to petition the admins at our Place to Be Nation Facebook page for that to be our next question of the day. Kiss me?
We're already losing track of the match. There's three guys in right now.
I cannot wait to see the answers to that question of the day on Graham Coffin's History of Wrestling Facebook page.
Max Most Sexy surprising me so far.
Yeah.
He can move. Whoa, my God. It's so fast. Wow. Dual flips.
Holy cow. And we cut to... Yeah, we're already seeing some dives.
Yeah, we're breaking down already.
An attempt at... Oh.
Yeah, that's always kind of been my issue with Lucha. Is Lucha seems like the style where if something goes wrong, it looks real bad.
Yeah, especially when you have a singles match or just a tag team match.
Whereas here, you can just pull out of the way and let somebody else start jumping around. Ref is not doing his job, though.
The triple team? Oh, triple team powerbomb. From Luciferno. And Angel Del Oro. See, we can get these guys right. Well, you can. And he's got a cross on him.
It helps when they wear their names on them.
Yeah, that's how I know who they
are. And Styles Clash set up? Yes.
Super, super oily.
Not even interested in getting a pin off that one.
Oh, golly.
That was a hell of a power bomb into a gut buster type move.
Yeah.
Did that eliminate him?
Yeah, I thought it was only a two count.
Yeah, I thought so too, but he seems to be celebrating.
No, keep your shirt on. It told me who you were. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ouch.
Like a flapjack into a penalty kick. You know, this mask guy, I've been calling him Kane, his outfit almost looks like the old Harlem Heat gear, too.
You know, you wouldn't expect a cross between Kane and Harlem Heat to jump around this much.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. Am I ahead of you by a second? Did you guys just see that leap over the top rope into a
hurricanrana? Yeah, I think you're about 2 seconds ahead, but I saw it. It was something.
Yes.
Right now, Oily just hit the post. That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'm caught up with you here.
Yeah. Nice
huge topic on Hilo onto Oily.
Uh-huh. Luciferno back in.
This is exactly what I wanted it to be, by the way.
A distance, I thought, might have been Funaki with a super kick.
For a super kick by Volador.
Yep. I don't think I think the batting order is all out the window at this point.
Oh, yeah. They're just in and out. And there's a pin.
Oh, and Luciferno's eliminated.
Okay, he is eliminated for sure now, because we weren't sure if he was 2 minutes ago.
That was definitely three.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was definitely three. There's another flapjack into a kick.
That is actually a hell of a move. Someone, you know...
It really is.
Other people in wrestling should do that.
Ooh, he goes with a matrix duck for the clothesline.
And a jumping back kick.
Would that be Melina under that mask? Now he's walking on his hands. Wow!
That might be Dragon Lee in there. Did he change out his outfit?
I thought he had blue on.
Yeah, I thought he did too. Because I've seen Dragon Lee do that handstand.
No, Dragon Lee.
Oh, there he is. He's on the outside. Yeah. Whoa.
Ah, oh no. Jeez. Did not have enough room to moonsault there.
Holy Christmas, this is fast. Mystico, that huge step up Rana.
Even attempt to kind of call. Wow, holy. I feel like we're going to get a lot of wows in this episode.
I am in love with those jumping springboardy moves where the guy lands on his feet. It's like it's like the reason I fell in love with Seth Rollins wrestling in the first place in 2014.
This is one of the live watch that you really need to be. Here comes Dragon Lee. Yeah. That you really need to queue it up and watch with us.
Yes, totally.
Because we're not going to do it justice. We're about 5 minutes in, and there's already been more action than all three of our DDT live viewings combined.
Dragon Lee has stepped up to Poppy.
And a lot less watermelon eating.
Which, that's actually negative for me. I would prefer there to be more.
Oh, this is La Mascara. La Mascara has heat with a lot of dudes.
Yeah, he seems to be the top heel there. at least in this match. So is this the main event of the anniversary show?
I believe so.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Mystico back in with a huge hurricanrana.
Some help from Volador launched him way in the air. Yeah. Oh, Caristico. He would have done that in the WWE.
Yeah, and that is real Mystico.
Yeah.
Again, there is not enough room to moonsault on that side.
Yeah. Oh my god, three different dives in a row.
Caveman is just kind of celebrating.
Mm-hmm. I like the adverts.
I think Volador is chewing gum. Or maybe Cementos.
I think they're advertising coax cable right now.
Wow.
Oof. A bit of a Northern Lights variation there.
Big splash from the caveman. Does not get an elimination.
How does Cavernario do his hair on a regular day when he's not performing?
These
are questions I have.
Just tie it up into a huge ponytail.
There's a place right by where I live. Oh, he's Whoa. Doing a worm! Oh,
does the worm out of a big boot?
The worm?
Wait, brings it down. Wow, that looks painful.
That's a straight jacket
that he right out of it. Out of.
I don't remember who this guy is.
I think it's Super Dragon.
Super Dragon.
Ooh, we've got an elimination.
Yeah,
here.
Did they just eliminate Caristico?
No, that was a different guy.
Big monkey flip from Oily.
Cavernario's got some armpit hair going.
Yeah,
as you would expect.
Yeah, Oily versus the caveman. This is going to be like the Haas battle portion of the match, right? With a lot more jumping.
Oh my god, he's got some speed.
Wow.
He's like short and stocky.
He hit that suicide dive and actually got on his feet, but just couldn't stay on him after he hit the suicide dive, too.
It's the suicide dive with the headbutt, which always makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jay Lethal does that sometimes, and he'll connect with the head. And
So is this Gran Guerrero in green?
It could be.
Is this the first time we've seen him in the match?
I think maybe in a double team move we did, but as a single, yes.
Oh, I was just wondering where Maximo Sexy had gotten off to. We're going to tag him in next.
There's something to be said about crowds like this, too, with like the...
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what he's...
What is this going to... Oh.
He just lawn darted him off the second rope into the mat. Oh, he kicked out. You know, the crowds with the air horns and...
Yeah.
Anyone got a vuvuzela?
He's clutching his groin. Oh,
Maximo Sexy is walking the ropes.
Old school.
Oh, he got him with the
front. He got him.
So I think we... Team Good Guys are up 7-6 now?
Might be.
Kiss me?
No! We'll not kiss you!
Oh my gosh, it's Seth Rollins under that mask!
Oh! Jeez! Gosh.
Like a Pepsi plunge. Like CM Punk style. Dragon Lee back in to make the save. Guy in black is like dragging up all the case managers and social workers out of Hades.
Maybe Mephisto.
Is there a Mephisto? Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, all black.
Wearing nothing but a trash bag. A form-fitting trash bag.
I only buy the form-fitting trash bags.
Yeah.
I need something on laundry day, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when I Google Mephisto,
Be careful.
He's not covered in a garbage bag.
Snap German suplex, but he's right back up, and then
Oh jeez.
Is that a springboard Canadian destroyer? Like, what was that?
Come on, Dragon Lee, kick out.
And he does.
You guys have any thoughts on, this is going to get a little deep here for a sec, but any thoughts on just wrestling masks as an art? I think some of them are, like Dragon Lee's, for instance, looks really neat.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the high points of Chikara for me, is going to the mask table, even if I don't ever buy them, you know, just kind of perusing them. I think it's a lot of fun. And
yeah, I love the imagination that goes into a lot of the masks. And when a guy really makes it like part of his character, if someone like a Drago, who has like a really unique, really detailed mask, but it's also, you know, it's who he is. It's what the character is, and that's all kind of integrated together, I think, can work really, really well. And I know in Lucha, they make it such a part of their identity, like, as people and as wrestlers, and then build all of the Apuestas matches off of that. So, you know, it's definitely something that, it's great when they invest a lot into it.
Yeah.
I think the hefty cinch sack was just eliminated while we were talking.
Yeah, there was a double little elimination dragon.
Oh, it was a double. Okay, I thought only one guy got out.
See, like, super oily, like, whoa, my giddy ass.
Oh, jeez.
A double springboard.
Much more impressive when he does that.
Yeah. Well, like, to what Glenn just said, like, that mask is very generic under the oily guy. And
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really seem to fit. And I'm thinking like Rey Mysterio is a great example. Watch this. This is the move I was talking about off air. Cavanario on the top rope. Oh, just a splash to the floor.
That is a brutal splash.
And it's just like a nothing moment in the match too, you know?
Yeah.
Two men in the ring applauding each other now. And the crisscross.
So the way you were describing this, Steve, tell me if I'm right. Once one team has won, they then pair off until we have just one sole winner?
The way it goes, yeah. If there's more than one guy left on the team, then they square off against each other.
Excellent.
So I went to the Chikara Season 16 finale, and that didn't matter because it ended up being one-on-one, guy from each team left. Whoa, Mystico almost falling off.
Man, look how quick that snap was. Gosh.
Flying Hurricane Rana off the top rope to the floor.
Changes directions. It's Mystico.
Maximo Sexy gonna jump down. Nice.
With the number of dives in this match, like, I am shocked that they've all been fairly clean.
Yeah, there hasn't been. There was one moment where I remember pointing out looked a little bad, but it just breezed right past it.
Okay, I don't quite understand why. Was that La Máscara and Volador kind of punched each other a couple of times and then almost like went over to the ropes together and now they're fighting each other again? I don't quite understand what happened there.
Yeah, it almost felt like, whoa. Felt like La Máscara said, let's go out to the floor and fight, and then he tricked Volador. That's the only thing I could think of.
Joke's on you.
Super the oiled up oily.
The oiled up luchador has come for you, my friend.
Oiled up stout man is here.
And he's kicked right in the mush. Ooh.
Double and those double knees that I've been seeing more and more lately.
And that took out Oily.
Gee.
Just slide him right out.
That was Valiente. Super Oily was Valiente. And they were claiming that he was one of the favorites.
I have lost track of who's left.
Yeah.
I think we got about six eliminations so far.
We got Mystico versus Cabanario, and the announcers going nuts over this possible matchup.
Nice tilt-a-whirl there into the armbar.
Did he tap out that quickly?
Well, he did. Yes, so holy.
Wow.
I was surprised. I thought he was going to go far.
Yeah, that's a hell of an armbar.
Well, he was also slightly disoriented, too.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I think we know who's under that mask. Well, it could be Hideo Itami, too, now that I think about it.
If it was Hideo, he'd be injured by now. Backcracker's a go-go. Party. And a stunner! We know who's under that mask!
Codebreaker.
Well, again, we don't. It could be Disco Inferno.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
That's a little contrived, but cool looking.
That is a hell of a way to get some oomph behind your power bomb. He kissed him! Kiss me? Oh, yes!
And he doesn't like it. He's selling that more than getting hit with a tombstone.
Not quite sure what he just did on the top turnbuckle there, but all right. And now it looks like he's...
spinning bear hug into a backbreaker? Oh, Maximo Sexy made a mistake. Maximo mistake.
Oh, Maximo Sexy, gone too soon.
He's still wiping off that kiss, though.
So we got Mask... on the face side, we got Caristico and Mystico, for sure. And Volador.
Has Dragon Lee been eliminated?
Yes, he in that double...
That's right. Yep, in the double.
I think that may be it on the face side.
Yeah.
I think it's Caristico, Mystico, and Volador.
Okay.
And on the heel side, we got Mascara. The two guys that came to the ring together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He tapped out immediately.
He's gone too.
Wow. That is, they are really putting over those arm bars.
Is the one I've called Kane, is that Titan?
That could be.
That makes sense. I don't think Drangu, he called that Guerrero, name out for anyone else.
Looks like he'd be one of those, you know?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Cool. The Hurricane Rana off the top of the pyramid.
We've got a couple more guys still ringside over there. There's four.
Oro is still in it.
Lucky flip. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No,
some miscommunication there. Volador hit his own teammate, I believe.
And then he hit the FU into a moonsault?
Second rope moonsault.
Not going for the pin yet, though. He's going for...
Well, this is Eiji Sero. The guy, Kane.
A jump-up moonsault misses, but geez. And another backcracker.
Bases have a huge advantage.
I mean, it's working, you know?
Now we're starting to slow down the match a little bit here.
Well, these guys have been going at such a pace, I don't blame them.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, with the eliminations we've had in the last few minutes, you know, it's starting to thin out a little.
That was
unfortunate.
Yeah. Good thing it wasn't super oily. That would have been even worse.
Oh, my God.
He hung on. Wow.
What would you call that? He kind of just lifted him, threw him up in the air over the top rope into a Hurricane Rana on the floor.
That's exactly what I'd call that. Oh.
Uh-oh.
There's some tension brewing. Ref is telling them to look at his
here they
boy.
Go.
Oh, they don't even care. Wacky partners. Oh, he speared him. I think we know who's under that mask.
Oh, super kick. We know who's under that skin?
Oh, and we're going after the mask now.
Wow. What a jerk.
You know, Mystico wants to, you know, save some partnership here, some friendship here. Right. It's like, come on, man.
Oh, gosh, it's just not working.
Euphoria is the guy in the green right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any saving that relationship between Caristico and Volador.
Oh, he tapped out real fast there.
Yeah, the guys tap out real quick.
Yeah, those
partners just started hitting each other.
Could this be like a Survivor Series 95 match where, you know, not every partner got along as we went into the match?
Yeah, it must have been. So now they know they're coming to the end, so they're starting to take each other out.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh my gosh. You maniacs. He's probably going to kick out, too. Oh, no, they got him.
Oh, got him.
Right. We're down to 2-on-2, I believe.
Yes. So Angel de Oro and Volador Jr., and then on the other side we have Euphoria, and I think the guy who you believed was Gran Guerrero.
No, the one I thought was Gran Guerrero is gone.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Oh, he saved it. But he's holding his hamstring. They try to do a top rope super Frankensteiner. Yeah, they're just going to eliminate him.
Yeah, it's a little understandable that as the match goes on, you know, they're a little more tired. They've been keeping up a pace for a long time, and they start, you know, slipping up a little more. But it's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah, he looked like he pulled his hamstring. Like, they're going for the Super Frankensteiner. They both fell off the top rope. Still completed the Frankensteiner, but...
So we're at 2-on-1, but Volador just doesn't seem to care that he's got a teammate. Are we just basically
they're just
a triple threat at this
each
point?
Other now.
Yeah. I'm assuming winner gets some sort of, probably like a title match or...
A throne and a crown?
Yeah. Some cementos. That was interesting.
Okay then.
They're exhausted.
Yeah, did Caristico just now try to throw a punch? Because it seemed like he kind of leaned over and swiped his hand at someone.
Is that Caristico or Angel de Oro? I can't.
I think it's Angel because
the wings. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's
Angel
got, he's
has
got
the cross
wings.
In the back of his mask. Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry, Chad.
Chad, our most faithful listener, are really putting it to the test.
It's to be fair, there's a lot of these guys who are dressed in virtually the same outfit.
Top rope Rana turns around into a nice flying crossbody, rolls him up, turns it into a... It's almost like a rocking horse, huh?
Staying in the submission longer than anyone has in any submission in this match.
He's nodding, yes.
What is going on? They're like breaking
up. Do you like my outfit? And he said, yes.
Kiss me?
No, they're saying that...
Like how everyone kind of paused in the middle of the ring for a second, have a quick confab.
Ref not even attempting to head over there and count anything or... Oh, they caught him. Sort of.
They dumped him into the crowd!
Caught him in the summer, the moonsault, and...
Pretty sure he just kicked some poor guy in the crowd in his head.
Uh-oh. Oh, there's kids right behind them. Get those children out of there. Volador is going to super kick him.
Man, shades of Rob Van Dam there, jumping into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Volador.
Triple Big Gulp is having a good time there.
Crowd is gravely concerned for their hero's safety.
Yes.
Ref wondering what songs he could be singing at the after party.
Hmm.
Yeah, everyone is plum-tuckered. Yeah,
that's left in the green and black.
Okay.
So it was the other partner that he came out with that looked very similar.
Yeah, there was three of them.
Mm-hmm. Now we're kind of slowing down into a traditional triple threat.
Yeah, Jeff Angel there with a moonsault, and the ref is counting very slowly.
Yeah, he's worn out too.
From standing and barely moving.
It's an interesting head outfit that. Yeah.
Oh, we're supposed to get mad at the crowd shots now, right?
Oh,
I forgot for this whole match.
I wonder if that was Angry Miz Girl. They brought her in as a celebrity.
I don't know what happened there. Oh, this is the same tap out move. Yeah, they tap out instantly. Bolador has tapped out to Euphoria.
All
right, well, one on one now.
He's going for his move.
Yep.
We'll call this the two-winged angel.
And then, and he tapped out.
I guess he did.
Quit. And Ana held the oro.
Now, do you think the ref just decided he tapped out?
Yeah.
He's ready to take a nap.
That's something in Lucha that I am not used to. Like, you know, compared to WWE, where there's the struggle to make it. As soon as they get the submission move on, it is a tap out.
Well, Lucha has heel refs and face refs, right? So what sort of ref are we dealing with here?
I mean, he looks like he's a fan of Johnny Cash, so maybe a tweener.
No.
Okay, we have a couple of ladies bringing out a Lexon plaque.
Mm-hmm. A very small Lexon plaque. I'm thinking, like, is that a 4x6, a 5x7?
You know, for Angel to put on his desk.
Yeah.
It's a paperweight.
Congratulations. You spent, a good 30 minutes or so?
Risked your life. So maybe that's why it's such a small plaque, because he's being promoted at the Cementos factory to an office job for winning this match. Oh, he extends the hand.
The sportsmanship.
Camera zoom must have a lot of zoom to zoom in on that thing.
It's conveniently hand sized.
Yeah, it's barely bigger than his hand.
It legit looks like, you know, at Christmas time, you know, my kids in elementary school, they're given like $30 or $40 to go to the Santa Secret Workshop and buy presents for mom and dad for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those little ones that says like "World's Best Dad." That cost my son $3.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, they gave him a $3 plaque that said "World's Best Wrestler." Number one luchador.
Well, guys, any thoughts on who?
Hang on. Was the referee fighting with people in the crowd just now?
I think he was. I really think he was. And this is pretty much it. I mean, there's 3 minutes left on the video, and
yeah, we're flashing back now.
Yeah, so
we can get some of the highlights, some of the eliminations. Yeah, Glenn, anyone stand out to you that you enjoyed? I know it's hard to follow along.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. I mean, I'm gonna remember more of the exploits of the people than I knew a little bit going in. You know, like Dragon Lee, but Maximo Sexy, I think, made an impression.
Sure.
Definitely made an impression.
I think Super Oily, too. You know, because I saw him, I just assumed, okay, there's the base. You know, there's the guy that everyone's going to fly off of. I didn't expect him to do much flying himself.
Yeah.
I think we determined that was Valiente. I could have been wrong, but yeah, Super Oily was very surprising. He had some great speed, too, out of his dives.
I'll say, kind of, on the other hand, I expected a little more out of the Caveman.
I did, too. Yeah. I saw a couple great matches with him. And he didn't really do much in the match. He did his spot of the splash from the top rope to the floor.
Yeah, he had a couple of spots, but I thought maybe, Jordan, like you were saying about Super Ole, that he might be a good base for, you know, people to do a lot of, you know, the big dives and the big, you know, hurricanranas and such. And he did a little bit of that, but really not much.
No, not at all.
And Christico, I maintain, and I will argue this point at just quite a bit.
Why did they replay that one?
Yeah, guy pulls out his hamstring.
Yeah.
I really believe that one of Sin Cara's biggest problems was that his mask did not have holes in the eyes, and that it, like, because he was in this match, and there was not a botch to be seen, and he was doing a lot more risky moves.
And for someone who does not have a lot of lucha knowledge, I have seen some Mystico matches before he was Sin Cara, when he was originally Mystico, and he was insane then, too. So
right.
Yeah, there's something was different with the WWE run.
Yeah, you know, either the ring or the mask or the
jitters. Let's blame JBL.
Oh, that bully.
Yeah, probably. I mean, honestly, yeah, probably.
Honestly, I think it's a good
but,
idea.
That's a good point about the style of the mask. I hadn't thought of that. My thought was more generally that he seemed a lot more comfortable here. And that may very well be one big reason why. It could also be just, you know, the locker room, the environment maybe he's more comfortable in, and that kind of lets him, you know, relax a little and do his thing better. But he definitely seemed to have, like, a better bearing about himself.
Yeah.
Well, let's do, there weren't really any fans to check out, or since it was pretty current, let's look at two things. Let's rate the match, you know, just like we would on a regular live watch, 0 to 10. And let's pick our MVP. So, Jordan, I will start with you.
I mean, I enjoyed the match. It was fun. It was fast. How long did that wind up going?
25 to 30 minutes, I'd say.
25 to 30 minutes. It
flew.
Yeah, it felt like half that. Mm-hmm. I remember to the point where we're down to 4 or 5 guys. I said, wow, this feels like it just started. So that's always a good thing. I don't know any of the guys or any of the built-in feuds. Right. And I can't say that I came away knowing, like, figuring any of that out either. But I would give it, like, a solid 8.
Okay. And I'll go next, just because that was the first number that came into my head, too. It was an 8. Just nonstop action. It was exactly what I was hoping to see. Really just an exhibition of amazing moves that, you know, needed 3-4 guys to pull off. The timing on some of the stuff, you know, except towards the end, was incredible. Glenn, how about your rating?
I was thinking around a 7, but for the sake of unanimity, I'm going to bump it up to 8. What the hell?
That's right.
There you go.
Talked me into it.
Any choices for MVP, guys? I'm struggling with this one a little bit.
Yeah, I don't... I think I might go with Volador. Volador.
Jordan, we're like right on. That was like the one that was sticking out in my mind as well.
Yeah, maybe because he was in there till the end, but I thought everything he did was crisp. I thought he did a few, like, he had solid strikes as well as dives. You know, a lot of times the striking in Lucha leaves quite a bit to be seen.
he was putting moves together too, and I thought
he had
a good look. Like, it was a guy who looked great without the mask, and I could see someone like him in NXT or in the WWE just with his look.
Yeah, what do you think, Glenn?
I think I am going to go with the Oil Baron, just for doing a lot more than I expected him to do when the match began.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, and I believe that was, as we said, I think that was Valiente, and I will be corrected. Someone please correct me if I'm wrong.
Chad,
tweet me too. It is our new gimmick is calling out for Chad to correct us. And at some point after he listens to this, he will call the fact out that we did that. But it's just because we think of you always, Chad.
By the way, while we're talking, I've kind of gone back in the video because this YouTube video we're watching is the entire card, and I wanted to see if Sam Adonis was Chris Masters. I went back a little too far, and sure enough, some of the characters in this promotion are doing commercials just like the WWE Snickers commercials. So You know, we like to complain that WWE does things, but they're certainly not the only ones sometimes.
Oh, okay, Sam Adonis is actually, and here's where I've heard of the name before.
It is not Chris Masters.
No, he is the guy who's playing the Trump character, a pro-Trump character, in Mexico right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
he's the new R.J. Brewer.
By his giant American flag with Donald Trump's face on it. And that's not made up. Okay.
Well, at least according to Wikipedia, trained by Corey Graves.
Hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look familiar.
Sam Polinsky, also known as Sam Adonis.
Yeah, that flag is terrifying because I know quite a few people who would probably purchase that if that was on sale at Walmart.
Yeah, and as I'm looking down at some mainstream press that he got, he is Corey Graves' brother.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, well, that makes more sense why he would be training him then.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the match that he's in is a lightning match.
I believe that means it has a short time limit of 10 minutes.
Oh, it doesn't mean The Undertaker is going to come out and summon lightning?
Oh, yes, my Adonis. Sam Adonis, the flower shop will come back.
I'm going back now because I need to see how horrifying this flag is.
Yeah, it's something. It's something. He looks like a high school football, like, bad guy from a teen movie, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. That's pro wrestling, man.
That is pro wrestling, and it is probably going to be one of the lead pictures in the article for this edition of My Watch.
Even though it's from a different match.
Even though it has nothing to do with the match we just watched.
Oh, all right.
And as...
And guys, I think that we can wrap this up from here, you know, with a pro-Trump American flag. Glenn, anything you want to help us end out with so we can bring this back to a more positive place?
Oh, you know, I wish I knew a little more about the feuds that were going on in this match. There was obviously a lot with La Máscara. He seemed to be antagonizing a great number of people. But of course, like we say, we go into a lot of these things knowing nothing, and we just kind of, it's like reader response criticism. We have our immediate, in-the-moment reaction to a lot of these things, which for a lot of this match was, ooh, wow!
Yeah.
So, I think that's how I can sum this up. Ooh, wow!
And one thing we talked about to our listeners going forward, we do want to bring Mission Indie Possible back into the spotlight again. We had a launch about 2 weeks ago, which was a video we had recorded earlier in the year. And we have talked
It was late in the last year.
Oh, it was late in the last year. There were some Christmas.
It was December, yes.
There were some Christmas references I heard in there.
Yeah.
The blaring Christmas music as well.
But we do have a couple of matches that we're looking forward to doing in the future. Mm-hmm. If you want to recommend something for us to watch, you can hit us up on Twitter. How about at place two, the number two, BE Nation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Can hit us up there or on Facebook at the same. And, you know, we have also talked about maybe picking, you know, out of our MVP, maybe looking at some other matches and coming back and not necessarily doing live watches, but similar to what we did earlier on in Mission Indie Possible, where we checked out some of Brian Danielson's greatest matches in Chikara.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Indeed. Yeah, and so,
guys, I thank you very much for joining me again. It is always a pleasure when I do a podcast with both of you. Lots of love. Mm-hmm. Jordan, any parting thoughts just on life in general?
You know, I really have become a fan of the Place to Be Nation question of the day, and I've started incorporating them into my everyday life with people I run into. So, guys, today's question of the day, how do you sleep at night?
Not well.
Me either, man. Me either.
Kiss me?
Kiss me. Swing, swing. Swing the spinning step.
I'll sleep good tonight.